UN Special Envoy for Syria, Stefania Mistura, says relief agencies have evacuated as many as 515 people in need of medical aid from four besieged towns in Syria. The evacuation was made under an agreement between the Syrian government and militants to facilitate UN access to the besieged towns. Brazilians take to the streets of Sao Paulo to show their support for President Dilma Rousseff. The demonstrators denounced an impeachment motion against Rousseff, calling it a coup. Rousseff is accused of corruption. Days ago, Brazil's lower house of parliament approved a motion that could potentially lead to her removal from office. A protest in Chile over education payment plans turns violent as thousands of students clash with police. Protesters are angry over what they call the slow implementation of education reforms, according to a 2015 law approved by Chile's Congress. Under the law, the government must grant free education to students. Government statistics in the U.S. have revealed that suicide rate in the country has increased by 24% over the past 15 years. The suicide rate in America increased by about 1% per year since 1999. This then jumped to 2% annually from 2006 onwards. A group of Japanese politicians have visited Tokyo's Yasukuni War Shrine, seen by critics as a symbol of Japan's past militarism. Earlier, Prime Minister Shinzo Abe sent a ritual offering to the country's victims killed during the Second World War. Abe's visit to the shrine has drawn condemnation from China. And oil prices have climbed in Asia, heading for their third weekly gain. This came after OPEC said it's open to fresh calls on freezing output. On Sunday, a meeting between OPEC and non-OPEC producers failed to produce an agreement on capping production amid a global supply glut.